Welcome back to the Jameel Gabriel Show. I'm your host, Jameel Gabriel. So, the verdict is in. Derek Chauvin, who apparently killed George Floyd, is convicted guilty on all counts of murder. So, I really thought it was going to be a hung jury, and I'm pretty sure that there was a lot to do with the whole notion that people were threatening the jurors. I am guaranteeing you that's what happened. I mean, the verdict was in within an hour. I mean, the trial took place 3 weeks, and the verdict was in an hour. So, now, this is the real question that's going to happen, is what happens next? So, I believe that this will show how incompetent the government is. I mean, this has happened two times already. We all know that Donald Trump's election was stolen from him. It's pretty clear to see that. And, you know, forgive me, tech overlords, but the evidence is overwhelmingly positive that the election was stolen from him. There's new election reforms. The Democrats don't want to change it. And for good reason, because they won. So that accompanied with this is going to show a lot of incompetence with the government. And I'm pretty sure a lot of people are not going to be happy with it. I'm pretty sure that people are just going to disobey laws. Now, the good news is people are going to stop wearing masks pretty soon. I'm pretty sure of that. People are going to be like, this is stupid. You guys couldn't do an election right. You couldn't do anything right. You are a failure amongst the nation. We are essentially doing our own thing. You're going to have anarchy. That's just a guarantee. I mean, that's what this election showed. And obviously, the Democrats are like, oh, this is a, you know, trial of justice and stuff. Really? Was it really justice when Maxine Waters has clearly stated that we should get up into people's faces if we don't get what we want? Is that not a mistrial? In fact, the judge called Maxine Waters on it. And it's like, Derek Chauvin could appeal the case. Now, unfortunately, Derek Chauvin can't appeal all these charges. He has three charges. So even if he gets rid of the second-degree murder, then it's going to go to whatever the next lesser one is. So he's still going to serve jail time. Unfortunately, that's how it is. But Maxine Waters has clearly stated it. And then Nancy Antonette has clearly stated, oh, well, she was just, you know, firing up the troops, all this other stuff. Wasn't Donald Trump saying that? Wasn't he saying that? And now it's okay because she's a Democrat. I forgot she lives in a $16 million house. She uses the American people's money. I forgot about that. That's what makes us different, right? Right, Maxine? That's what makes us different. You don't give a crap about the people your constituents. You don't care about them. Nancy Pelosi, you don't care about your constituents. You care about one thing, and that is money. Okay? Money gives you power. That's all you care about. And when Donald Trump threatened your power, you got pissed. Same with Maxine Waters, okay? You can't deny it. Everyone's calling bullshit on you. Every single person in this world is calling bullshit. So now I'm going to talk about, this is our America, okay, right? And it's a Facebook post, but it's actually, I've done research, I've actually seen a lot of it, and I've been talking about it in previous podcasts, so I'm just going to read it out, okay? Russia is massing troops on the border with Ukraine. That is 100% true. In fact, Russia just kicked out 10 American diplomats, okay? They don't want to negotiate with us. Ukraine is threatening to take Crimea back by force. That is true. China is threatening Taiwan and its neighboring while also threatening our ships and navy. That is 100% true. I've said this numerous times. China is amassing forces. They are going to try to take Taiwan. That is 100% guaranteed. They took Hong Kong already. As soon as Joe Biden was in, as the day Joe Biden was inaugurated, China flew their Air Force over Taiwan's open waters, or over Taiwan. North Korea is testing missiles again and restarting the nuclear weapons program. That's 100% true. In fact, they said, don't cause a stink. They said that to Joe Biden because they know he's not going to do anything. All right. Iran is emboldened and making more than their normal threats. That is true. They want to go back to the Iran nuclear deal, which was incredibly stupid. It was pretty much, here's some money. Here's nuclear weapons. Don't make nuclear weapons. And they're like, okay, we're not going to make nuclear weapons. Southern border is a humanitarian disaster. I've talked about this. There's thousands of people on the southern border, all are there because they heard the promises that Biden says on the campaign trail. All of them are there. They have clearly stated it. They are wearing Biden-Harris t-shirts. All of them. They're saying that Biden promised us citizenship in the United States. They bought the snake oil, and they're trying to collect. Let's see. Ford is closing a plant and moving it to Mexico. Yeah, that's 100% true. I've talked about this. I've said that Ford is moving. Ford is moving back to Mexico, okay? There was tax incentives in in America, and Ford moved here. Well, you know what? That's 10,000, 20,000 people that just lost their jobs. Congratulations! But hey, that evil racist is gone. He's all gone. Everything's better. Oh, we just lost 20,000 jobs. That's 20,000 more people on the street. Price of steel increased by 145%. Lumber, 126%. Wheat, 25%. Food index, 25%. Cotton, 35%. Silver, 38%. Copper, 50%. Soybean, 71%. Oil, 80%. I've talked about oil, all right? You can look at the gas prices. They went up a dollar. Pipeline jobs loss. Those are how many people were in the pipeline? 20,000, 30,000 people were working on that pipeline. Wall construction, 20, 30,000 people were working on that. $1.9 trillion in stimulus that funds an administration's pet projects and only paid a fraction to the people. 100% true. American people got like, what, $600 billion? Meanwhile, they tried giving that money to bail out these cities that they terribly effed up. They terribly effed up this their cities, and then they're like, oh, we need a bailout. Let's see. $29 trillion in debt with $4.8 trillion projected 2021 deficit before the $2 trillion stimulus proposed today for the Green New Deal. I was going to do on my podcast before Biden was elected, and I say that very loosely, I was going to read the Green New Deal, and I think I did. I'm not really sure, but it's only 5 pages. The Green New Deal is only 5 pages. It is the dumbest freaking deal ever. It's 5 pages. And it pretty much says we're not allowed to, like, drive cars during, like, certain days or something like that. It is the dumbest freaking thing. In fact, if you really want to listen to it, I would recommend Steven Crowder's channel. Just look up Steven Crowder Green New Deal. He spends a total of 15 minutes reading the entire thing verbatim. There is nothing. He's reading it straight from, you know, Senate.gov. Or whatever, you know, resource he used. It's literally only about 5 pages long. And we're giving $2 trillion to that. So, 6% increase plus more of unemployment. With millions of job openings that can't be filled because federal unemployment assistance makes it more advantageous for people to stay home than work. Sorry, my nose is all clogged. Maybe it's the allergies. And this was all in 60 to 70 days. 60, 70 days. And this is happening. Imagine the next 3 years. 3 years, 10 months. If this goes on, this country will lose. This country will fail. In fact, it's already failing. Okay? You guys got to wake up. Everyone's got to wake up. And luckily, it's happening. So there is plus side. I see it. I see it happening. Unfortunately, there's still too many stupid people. Or they just don't care. And it just drives me bonkers. It's like, why don't you care about this stuff, all right? This is affecting, oh, I can't change it. I can't change the law. No, you can. You can. These people represent you, the American people. We don't represent any other country. We represent ourselves, okay? You have to be there. You have to listen to what they're saying. Okay? Every day, the president should wake up and say, I hope I don't get fired by my 330 million employers. That is what he should be thinking on his mind every day. What can I do to make my employers happy? It is a public service job. It is not the dictatorship that they want you to think. Oh, well, when you become president, you get a dictator. No, they represent the American people, all right? They represent you guys. And then obviously the president can't handle 330 million people, so he has delegates, all right, that are elected by you. And obviously you can't go to Washington and say what you were going to say, so you go and have a representative, and you tell that representative, you say, hey, look, this bill is coming up. These $2 trillion in taxes, I don't want them taken out. I want them given back to the American people. Okay? I don't want to fund cities that Nancy Pelosi failed on. I don't want to fund that. So you go out there and you vote. I don't know why people don't vote. I don't get it. It is the dumbest thing in the world. This is your future ahead of you. So, you know what? I guess some people need to hear this, because I have to say this. So, because some of us forget where we came from, all right? And this is the main excerpt. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute a new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. I guess you guys forgot about that, right? When a government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it. We have to alter this government. We have to tell them that we are not taking this anymore. Okay? We are done with it. We want our jobs back. We want to go to work. We want to feed our family. We want to be able to drive our car down the street to, you know, get to whatever restaurant they want to eat at. And it shouldn't cost an arm and a leg. And the government should have no say in what you should do in your life. So I hope that's a reality check. And I hope anyone that's listening wakes up. All right? Even if you are awake, you need to go out and you need to actually go and do something. You need to tell people to stand up for themselves. You need to tell people to wake up and tell right to your representatives. You know what? I love that everyone's saying, oh, well, we're going to protest at these jurors' house. You know what you should be protesting at? You should be protesting at these drug dealers that are destroying your community. Why aren't you protesting at that? Okay? There are plenty of crack houses in Cabrini Green. Actually, I think Cabrini Green was destroyed. There were plenty of crack houses. Not one time was anyone protesting in front of that house. Why not? You want to save your city? You want to save this country? That's what you need to do. You need to be protesting in front of these drug dealers. You need to be protesting in front of these serial killers, these murderers, people that are destroying innocent lives. Not people that are, you know, being just doing their job. Well, I guess you could protest on some of them that are just doing their job. When they're being, you know what I mean. All right? The thing, man. The thing. Come on, man. So, that's my rant for today. Oh, wait. One more thing. The jurors. Okay. I think that Derek Chauvin, or whatever his name is, I really think he should have definitely had a trial in some other state. You cannot have it in Minnesota when this is the most talked about thing for the past year. And you think it was going to just blow over? Really? It should have been, you know, somewhere else. You know, somewhere like Montana or something. Where no one knows anything. All right? They're called for jury. They hear the case. And I'm not saying that everyone from Montana knows anything. I'm just saying that there's very rural areas in Montana where you could just, you know, just chill. be away from things, go out hunting. All right. Anyway, that's my take for today. Thanks for listening. I'm Jamil Gabriel, and I'm signing off.